Good morning. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to formally inaugurate India AI Impact Summit 2026 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. Former British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak says India is well positioned to be a leader in AI and demonstrate its mass adoption and deployment in society. In Nigeria, 33 miners killed in carbon monoxide leak at a zinc mine in Central Plateau State. US President Donald Trump to chair Board of Peace meeting in Washington today. And defending champions India beat Netherlands by 17 runs in the final Group A fixture of the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup in Ahmedabad. The opening ceremony of India AI Impact Summit is underway at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the ceremony in a short while from now. Welcoming the world leaders attending the summit, Union Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that the government is working on all the five layers of the AI stack. He added that the government treats compute as public good. The opening ceremony will be followed by a visit of the world leaders to the India AI Impact Expo.
AI is a foundational technology. It is already transforming how we work, learn and make decisions. Our Honorable Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi ji believes that the true value of technology lies in ensuring that its benefits reach the masses. Our Prime Minister's vision is to democratize technology, deploy it at scale, make it accessible to all.
We have more from a correspondent.
The leaders' plenary in the noon will bring together heads of state, ministers and senior representatives from multilateral institutions to outline national and global priorities on AI, including governance, infrastructure and international cooperation. Mr. Modi will participate in the CEO roundtable in the evening. It will convene senior executives from global technology and industry firms with government leadership to discuss investment, research collaboration, supply chains and deployment of AI systems. The theme of India AI Impact Summit 2026 is Sarvajana Hitaya, Sarvajana Sukhaya, Welfare for All, Happiness of All. It aims to position India as a leader in the field of AI and envisions a future where AI advances humanity, fosters inclusive growth and safeguards the shared planet. The summit has brought together more than 500 global AI leaders, including 100 chief executive officers and founders, 150 academicians and researchers, and 400 chief technology officers and philanthropists. It also engaged over 100 government representatives, including more than 20 heads of state and government, and around 60 ministers and vice ministers. With Anand Kumar, Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Former British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has said that India is well positioned to be a leader in AI and demonstrate its mass adoption and deployment in society. Addressing an event at India AI Impact Summit in New Delhi, Mr. Sunak said this incredible optimism and trust towards AI in India, while in the West the overriding feeling is one of anxiety at the moment. He said India has recognized that leadership in technology does not just depend on inventing technology, it's about how you deploy it. Former UK Prime Minister said in the Stanford Global AI Vibrancy 2025 report, India has been ranked third for AI competitiveness and ecosystem vibrancy.
India has recognized that leadership in technology doesn't depend just on inventing the technology. It depends on how effectively you deploy it in your country. So by focusing on mass adoption, I think supported by a very deep talent pool here, a strong digital public infrastructure, and a public that's very supportive and optimistic of the technology, I think India is well positioned to take a leadership role in AI.
India is hosting the AI Impact Summit 2026 from February 16 to 20, in which a large number of world leaders, technology experts and innovators are participating. At India AI Impact Summit, Google has announced that it will connect India with the US through new subsea cables as part of a $15 billion investment spread over 5 years. In a statement, the company informed that through the collaborative infrastructure initiative named America-India Connect, a new international subsea gateway will be established in Vizag. It added 3 new subsea paths connecting India to Singapore, South Africa and Australia, and 4 strategic fiber optic routes will also be established. Speaking at the India AI Impact Summit in New Delhi, CEO of Google Sundar Pichai said that the initiative delivers a new subsea cable routes to increase AI connectivity between India, the US and multiple locations across the Southern Hemisphere.
Today we are announcing the India-America Connect Initiative, which will deliver new subsea cable routes to increase AI connectivity between the US, India and multiple locations across the Southern Hemisphere. To take advantage of the opportunities this infrastructure creates, we must also invest in people and skilling, which is why we are announcing some of our most ambitious skilling programs here. This includes a new Google AI professional certificate program to help people master AI in their work. In India, we have partnering with Vadvani AI to reach students and early career professionals. It'll be available in English and Hindi, more Indian languages to follow.
This is Akashvani and you're listening to The World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. In Nigeria, 33 miners have died in a suspected carbon monoxide leak at a lead and zinc mine in central Plateau State yesterday. The 27 others were injured in the blast at the Kampanin Zurak mining site in Plateau State, Bashar District. The tragedy is believed to have happened just before sunrise at a site outside the town of Wase, run by the mining company Solid Unity Nigeria Limited. The officials said that more than 20 other miners were rescued and rushed to hospital for treatment. Security personnel have sealed off the mine, which is about 200 kilometers southeast of the state capital of Jos, and investigations get underway to find out the real cause of the leak. U.S. President Donald Trump will chair the Board of Peace meeting today and will make an announcement regarding the $5 billion pledge for Gaza by 20 member states attending the meeting. Addressing the media, White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said that the Board of Peace meeting will focus on maintaining security in Gaza amid the ongoing war between Israel and Hamas.
President Trump will host a Board of Peace meeting at the Donald J. Trump Institute of Peace, where he will announce that member states have pledged more than $5 billion towards the Gaza humanitarian and reconstruction efforts and have also committed thousands of personnel to the International Stabilization Force and local police to maintain security and peace for Gazans.
In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, defending champions India beat the Netherlands by 17 runs in a final Group A fixture at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad last night. Electing to bat first, India posted 193 for 6 in the stipulated 20 overs, with Shivam Dubey scoring 66 of 31 balls. In reply, the Netherlands managed 176 for 7 in 20 overs. Indian bowler Varun Chakrabarty claimed 3 wickets, while Shivam Dubey picked up 2. Dubey was named player of the match for his impressive all-round performance. In women's cricket, India will play against host Australia in the second T20 international of the 3-match series in Canberra today. The match will start at 1:45 p.m. Indian time. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to formally inaugurate India AI Impact Summit 2026 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. Former British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak says India is well positioned to be a leader in AI and demonstrate its mass adoption and deployment in society. In Nigeria, 33 miners killed in carbon monoxide leak at a zinc mine in central Plateau State. US President Donald Trump to chair Board of Peace meeting in Washington today. And defending champions India beat Netherlands by 17 runs in the final Group A fixture of the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup in Ahmedabad. And that is the end of this news bulletin.